what that transmission was, but you sure had a lot of static and RF in your signal. W2T.
My signal was perfect, I'll have you know, in my estimation.
So was mine.
Steve, you had a good one. Tom, he had a bad one. Can't help, can't do nothing about that. You just got to improve it, Tom.
Good morning, guys. Oh, I go through a place right there before Willis's filling station down there on 101, and the satellite cuts out twice on the radio. So, you know, that might be an RF hole also. Go ahead, Steve.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm sitting here at the house trying to get things done. I had to load up the car this morning for stuff I got to take over for a performance tonight. So we're going over to the Woodland, the Woodlands at Furman for a performance tonight. So we'll be out and about singing.
Boy, you get around, Rusty. That's nice. I'm glad you're enjoying the music. I always did. Well, we're just headed down to the post office to mail some bills, and then back over to where else are we going, Mom? CVS. Where else? Oh, we gotta go to the bank too. Better go there. Gotta deposit some money in there, and that's about the size of it for today, as far as I know. Steve, go ahead.
I can say is just be sure to comb your teeth and brush your hair, okay? Oh, I'm heading into Greenville. I got two jobs to do today. I don't want to go. I want to play hooky. That four-letter word's creeping up on me again.
Try about it. At least he's got a job. And there are a number of people out there that don't have them. Not because they're not there, but because they don't want them. And that irks the heck out of me. Anyway, good. Have a good. I know you'll do a super job there today, Steve. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, we just come down 101 where my neighbor's was involved in a wreck there a couple days ago. I guess two cars went head on. Boy, they went out into that cornfield and knocked down two power poles and knocked our electricity out day before yesterday for about 5.5 hours. One of them died in the crash, and I seen where three died on I-26 this morning up there someplace. I forget the mile marker or anything like that, but I don't know how in the world are getting wrecks up on that big, nice four lane up there, Steve.
On Saturday morning, Tom.
This morning? Yeah, that's what Bernie says.
Wow. Well, W4DJW, Dave had his power knocked out. Somebody hit a power pole over there and knocked out his power from about 5 a.m. until about 11 o'clock on Saturday. And we couldn't go flying because he was running his gas-powered generator to keep his freezers from going bad. So anyhow, I just was wondering if that was the same one. But you know what? I don't understand how somebody could have a wreck on a situation like that either, because, you know, the big round thing in the middle makes it go left or right. The first pedal on the right makes it go, and the pedal in the middle makes it stop. All you got to do is just watch where it goes.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I thought you meant the wreck on I-26. No, the power was out on Saturday morning, and ours went out too. About 4:50 in the morning, and I know all the big lights went on out back, so I realized that something was wrong, and I listened closely, and the Generac was running in this N0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
And I'm just hoping things stay calm. I've got to go up 85 and then over on 40. I got to drive to Raleigh Friday evening for a meeting up there Saturday morning. So drive up, spend the night, go to the meeting early Saturday morning, after lunch come back and make that trip. So not looking forward to that, you know. And, you know, you can control what you do out there on the road. The only thing is you can't control those other people that are out there that have no idea what they're doing. As Tom says, they walk among us. Go ahead, Steve.
Enjoy 85 from Spartanburg to the state line going north, brother. Better you than me. Gee whiz.
Pretty good trip up there to Raleigh. We went up there. Our nephew landed up there one time. He was flying 767s at the time, I think. Got something in there. And said, come on up. I'll put you up in the hotel. And he did. And we stayed the night and got to visit with Steve. And that's where I got the name Stevie, because I call him Stevie, Steve. And, well, I call him both. But at any rate, he flies the 787 now. And, I don't like those long highway trips either. Did you see, Steve, where they're launching an investigation into the Teslas again? They're finding people that have actually, well, the safety systems on them are not, or the self-driving is not working as they predicted. But to tell you some of the crazy things they found, they caught people that were drunk driving and letting the car drive. Other people that had crawled into the back seat and fell asleep when the car crashed.
Not know that they had the self-driving systems okayed around here or anywhere else in the States. When did that happen?
And they're autonomous, but I don't think, you know, you're supposed to still sit there with your hands on the wheel and that, and they got warning systems that shake the seat, that shake the steering wheel, that audibly tell you of danger, and all kinds of good stuff. They're a great car, don't misunderstand me, but they're somehow they are reevaluating the efficacy of the autonomous mode, I guess you'd call it, see?
Well, you know, it just goes back to one thing there, Tom. You just can't fix stupid.
Aye, Captain. Go ahead, Rusty.
Walked all over you, and you walked all over me a while ago, Tom, so I figured I'd just wait and see who was going to talk next and figure if I had a place in there that I could get into it. But Steve said something to me, and I replied to him, and I let up, and you were just rattling right on. So I don't know whether he got the first of yours. I know I didn't, and I'm sure you didn't get what I said either. So anyway, not that big a deal. And I'll go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was just replying to him about, he misunderstood me about the power outage and the wreck on I-26, and I just quickly went back to tell him that that was the same power outage that DJW had, and I apologize for that. I didn't mean to step on you. But at any rate, we arrived here at the bank, and I got to go in, guys. And you're right, Steve. There's no vaccine and no pills for stupid. As I say, they walk among us. See you in a little bit, guys. This is NZTR.
Hey, Tom, are you in Greer?
I'm right in front of the bank building. It might be a little noisy.
No, it's just fine. I was just going to say, go in there and say hey to Casey for me. Tell her to give me a 100-pound sack of the hundreds.
What was her name again?
The manager. She's, if you're at the UCBI in Greer, she sits over there in the far right-hand front corner of the building, and her name is Casey. She's the manager.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm just dealing with Mary Beth, or I think it's Stacy in it at the counter. But once in a while, we have talked to her. She's a bond and very nice. And then Lydia's on the other side. And what do you want me to tell her?
K and 4 VW. Yeah, just tell her I need that spare 100-pound sack of the hundreds that she's got sitting back there behind her desk, and then I'll meet you with them. Hey, and by the way, Lydia's my buddy. She is good.
Yeah, we just talked to her a few days ago. All right, Steve, have a good day. This is real TR.
Word in edgewise now, and all, but never can tell. Now, Steve, I was saying that I'm planning to hit, take Highway 29 up till I get the other side of Blacksburg, and then I'll get on Interstate 85, those last 4 or 5 miles going into North Carolina, and then I'll be out of it. So I'm not planning to spend a whole lot of time on 85 going up through that corridor on Friday.
To Charlotte. Over at Mint Hill on the 27th. And, Bud, let me tell you what, from where I live, I'm going to go right straight up and hit 74, go right straight across 74 to Kings Mountain and up that way. I am not dealing with that 85. And, by the way, no danger of you not getting in there, Bud.
Yeah, like I said, I don't plan to get into that. I'm planning to take the... Highway 29 all the way up through Gaffney and up that way right on over to Blacksburg, and then from there I'll get on to 85 up there. Ain't no point in playing idiot, you know, getting out there in that mess, and that's what it is sometimes. So, oh well, it's gonna be fun, and then I get to drive back coming back down on Saturday. Go figure.
Hey, bud, that's all I can say. I just hate battling that whole stretch through there. And what state official had the stupidity to require those big old concrete things and create that chute? Somebody needs to go after him.
Oh, they've taken those down now. At least that's what they said they did. They took them down. So, you know, I guess it's a case of finding out whether they did or didn't. And but like I said, I'm not planning to go up through that area. I'm just going to take and go over a different way and stay on the back road until I get up to Gap. All right, gotta take a call. Talk to you later. W2T.
WA clear.
Who am I going to be listening to? Everybody's leaving. This is KB6RRX.
RRX, K4 VWA. Are you on a HT?
HC Hotel. I didn't get what that was phonetically or anyway. So K4 VWN, Volkswagen, no. Not now. Is that what you go by or whatever? Okay, yeah, name here is Doug. We'll start it off. And right now I'm here by the, Broken Egg Cafe here near Costco on Woodruff here in Greenville. My name is Doug. I call KB number 6, Romeo X-ray, mobile at rest. Over.
Yeah, Doug, this is Steve on this end. Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Tango Echo. And HT is a handheld transmitter, a walkie. Are you on a handheld transmitter?
Hey, no way. I'm on a good ICOM 5100 mobile.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I'm coming back, but you're getting through okay, but you've got a lot of background static on your signal.
Roof mount, gutter mount, I guess. Maybe the door's got part of the ground cable there, shorten it out or something there. Possible. I can kick up the power a little bit and see what happens. All it can do is ruin the radio, huh?
What power level?
Another notch. Does that make any difference? I haven't increased my audio any.
Seems to help a little bit. Maybe you're just down in the shadow down there and, I do know along that area, you're along there by Costco, you're in a shadow of Roper Mountain and some of the buildings over in there, and you need just a little extra punch to make it out.
Where'd you go? Boy, nothing but static. White noise, bacon frying. Terrible bad.
On Way Hampton Boulevard in a shadow of Paris Mountain right now.
Your signal's fine, Steve. In 0TR mobile.
Like of a third party point of view, so whose signal is good and whose signal is bad. I don't care if mine is bad or not. I'll just go down to HRO in Atlanta and pick up a new radio as soon as I get there.
No, you just got some white noise on your signal, but you're probably 579 if we was talking on HF, so no problem. Go ahead, Steve.
You're making it into the repeater okay. Just, like I said, you had some white sound in the background. Generally I found if I go ahead and run just flat run a 50 watt around the area, I can make it in. Except for just a few holes in outlying areas. Isn't that about what you find, Tom?
The medium power, Steve, I can't look down at it. I'm assuming about 15 watts most of the time. But, like, over there towards Pleasantburg Drive and that, it's just a crappy area. Kind of like Rusty was this morning.
I still didn't get the other two things that every ham needs. You know, we need three things to make a contact: call, name, and location. And I didn't get your name or your location, but you're on the shadow of Paris Mountain. And I'm not on the Paris Mountain repeater, so maybe I ought to go over there and give that a try. I don't know what frequency is, but I can find it.
You're doing all right. This is November 0, Tango Radio, N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And I'm getting ready to pull into CVS Pharmacy, so I'm going to have to go, Steve. Y'all take care. N0TR, clear.
Yeah, and Doug, my first transmission was to contact you back at KN4DWA. That's Kilo, November 4. Victor Whiskey Alpha, and now I'm down here just about to hit the flats in Taylor's on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Well, since Tom is signing off, I'll say 73 to him. We know that means best regards, like I hear a lot of guys say 73s here, which is not supposed to be 73s. And okay, you're in Taylor's. That's Taylor's. 29 runs right through Taylor's there, through Greer. Greer goes through Taylor's, or Greer goes through 29 also. Okay, well, I'm with Costco here, shopping center here, just south of Costco. So it's K4VW and an Alpha. And we'll get your name, not a handle, but your name, okay?
Call sign was Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, and the name was Steve, Sierra, Tango, Echo, Victor Echo.
I'm going to say QSL there, Steve, we got you now, a 2x3 call, Kilo, November, number 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, and the name is Steve. We got it. Long to get that out of I'll tell you what. I did it. I got it. Pretty good. Enough is that. So you're in Taylor's. Now, we looked at quite a few houses in the Taylor's area, but just couldn't find what my wife had wanted, so we bought one there in the northwest part of Greenville. Almost to Traveler's Rest. Yeah, we're closer to Traveler's Rest than we are to downtown Greenville, that's for sure. KN4VWA from KB6RRX.
Well, you try to have a good day, and possibly we'll contact again in the not-too-distant future. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
I need somebody to talk to me while I'm waiting for my wife and granddaughter to do some shopping. And now you're going to leave too. Gosh, are you going fishing? Let me go with you. 7A, he pulled the plug. KB number 6 Romeo, Romeo X-ray, mobile at rest. Anyone, anywhere. How about that? I might have to get on D-Star. CQ? Oh, we don't do that on FM either, do we? No, not unless it's simple. So, anybody, maybe you got to go to 14652. Anybody use 14652 around here, a calling simplex frequency? If no one here, nobody's going to come back and give me an answer, right? That makes sense. KB6RRX, I guess I got to switch frequencies. 146.82, I think it is. So, anybody listening want to talk to me, go on over to 14682. I think I can make that KB6RRX clearance. QSY.